It's funny. Usually, when we talk about a business's balance sheet, there is this expectation of just absolute precision.
Oh, absolutely. It's like engineering for finance teams.
Right. It's very clean. You look at your property costs or, say, your software licenses, and the numbers are just right there in black and white.
And that is deeply comforting. We are trained to categorize things, to make them visible and just forecast them with total predictability.
But then you step into the world of workforce capability, and suddenly that precision just completely evaporates.
It really does. It just vanishes.
And if you're listening to this right now and you manage a P&L, you know exactly what I mean. We are looking at a financial landscape that is honestly just incredibly murky.
Murky is definitely the perfect word for it.
Yeah, so today we're looking at the workforce not through the lens of HR, but strictly through the lens of the balance sheet. Welcome to the deep dive.
Glad to be here.
This is part of our special series called Why Scrix Matters, a Role-by-Role Guide. And today we're placing ourselves squarely in the shoes of the CFO, the finance director, or really any senior finance leader.
Exactly. And for this specific dive, we're actually pulling from a dedicated CFO briefing document. We also have extensive operational capability modeling straight from the Scrix platform sources.
Right, so the focus is purely on the financial architecture of human capability. The core mission today is to figure out how Scrix helps finance move workforce capability from this hidden, totally unmeasurable operational cost into a visible, measurable business control.
And we're going to explore ROI, cost visibility, workforce utilization, and risk reduction. And crucially, we'll do it without getting bogged down in endless software features.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before we can even talk about the solution, we have to define the exact problem finance leaders are facing right now.
Right, because it's rarely labeled capability gap on a monthly invoice. It comes down to a fundamental disconnect in how businesses track readiness.
What does that disconnect actually look like on the ground?
Well, workforce capability gaps almost always manifest as financial problems. Like when a shift isn't properly covered by people who are actually capable and compliant, the business just bleeds money.
So you mean things like expensive external agency use?
Exactly. That, plus it drives up avoidable overtime for the few people who actually are compliant. It results in poor workforce utilization and just creates a massive drain on management time.
Right, because managers are scrambling to fix the schedule at the last minute. If I'm a CFO, I see that financial bleeding at the end of the month. I see the massive invoice from the temp agency.
But you can't easily trace it back to the root cause, like the fact that three of your full-time forklift drivers had expired safety certifications.
Right, so they couldn't legally be on the warehouse floor that week. The connection is totally broken.
And this creates what the sources actually define as the CFO blind spot. Think about what a business is likely already spending money on today.
It sounds like we're buying all the expensive ingredients for a recipe, but we have absolutely no idea if a cake is actually coming out of the oven.
That is a great way to put it. You have a totally fragmented web of tools. You're paying for a learning management system. You're paying to host standard operating procedure documents, Rota scheduling tools, compliance trackers.
And just endless manual spreadsheets holding it all together, right? But if I'm a CFO looking at my software spend, how exactly am I supposed to spot this blind spot?
Well, that's the trick, isn't it?
Yeah, because all the individual tool invoices look correct. The LMS provider is getting paid. The Rota software is getting paid. Everything matches the contracts.
What's fascinating here is that the blind spot isn't in those software invoices themselves. It's the total lack of an operational answer.
Meaning they don't actually know if the workforce is ready.
Right. Finance pays for all this fragmented activity, but they end up paying again through hidden costs because those systems simply do not talk to each other.
Ah, so the LMS knows someone watched a video, but the Rota tool has no clue if they've completed the practical assessment to actually work the shift.
Exactly. So finance pays in audit preparation time, they pay in rework when an untrained employee makes a mistake, and they pay those massive agency fees.
So if the bleeding is happening in the dark spaces between these siloed tools, the only way a CFO can stop it is by shining a light on the whole ecosystem at once.
Yes, and if you plug learning, compliance, and shift planning into a single brain, which is exactly what Scrix does, you suddenly turn that blind spot into a control panel.
You move from tracking the activity of training to tracking the outcome of operational readiness.
That is the core shift. Scrix operates as a unified workforce capability platform. It connects the learning, the SOPs, the skills assessments, and the real-world evidence into one space.
Let's break down how that unification actually pulls financial levers for the business. I want to look at the mechanics of how this actually saves money.
Sure. Let's look at better workforce utilization, for example.
Yeah. How does a single platform change the reality for, say, a shift planner who is panicking on a Friday afternoon because someone called in sick?
Let's walk through that exact scenario. In a fragmented system, the planner sees a gap and might not know who else in the building is fully compliant to cover it.
So the default action is just calling an expensive premium rate agency.
Or paying time and a half to someone they know for a fact is qualified. But with Skrix, the planner schedules based on verified capability, not just headcount.
Right. So the system instantly highlights which internal employees are fully trained and compliant to step into that specific role.
Exactly. By identifying internal cover and capability gaps earlier, the business doesn't have to rely on last-minute external labor.
So instead of calling the temp agency, you just seamlessly deploy an internal, cross-trained employee at their standard rate that drastically reduces agency and overtime pressure.
It really does. And then there's the onboarding side of things.
Oh, yeah. Time to value for a new hire is another massive variable. If a new starter is sitting in a break room for a week reading manuals because a manager hasn't signed off on their practical assessment, that's dead money.
Unifying the system absolutely accelerates that onboarding. New starters move from theoretical learning to providing practical evidence on a clearly guided path.
Meaning the business gets a return on that recruitment investment much faster.
Right, because there's no waiting around for a manager to check three different systems to verify compliance.
Which brings up another major cost center, you know, compliance and audits. We've all seen managers spend weeks before an audit frantically digging through filing cabinets.
Oh, yeah. Cross-referencing email chains and updating spreadsheets just to prove someone read a document 2 years ago. It is a massive hidden labor cost.
So how does Skrix fix that?
It lowers audit and compliance exposure by providing centralized audit trails, SOP version histories, and digital sign-offs in one place.
So when an inspector walks in, the manager just pulls a real-time verified evidence trail.
Exactly. It drastically reduces administrative rework.
But here's where it gets really interesting, but also where I get pretty skeptical. Consolidating systems is great on paper, but how does this actually reduce the manual burden on my middle managers?
What do you mean?
Well, aren't they just going to be doing the exact same administrative hunting in a different browser window?
That is a critical pushback. If it was just a digital filing cabinet, you would be totally right. But this is where we have to talk about the Skrix Action Engine.
Okay, what does the Action Engine actually do?
It doesn't just display data. It actively routes manager actions like evidence reviews or capability gaps into a prioritized real-time queue.
So instead of a manager looking out the window trying to spot which planes or employees are clear to land on a shift, this acts more like air traffic control.
That is a perfect way to visualize it. It lights up exactly which planes need immediate clearance. Yeah, if an employee submits practical video evidence, or if an SOP is updated and 12 specific people need refresher training, Skrix routes those precise next steps directly to the correct manager.
So it completely removes the need for managers to manually chase certificates or cross-reference spreadsheets.
Exactly. It actively serves them the work that requires their human judgment. From a CFO's perspective, shifting that capacity back to operations is where you start seeing serious efficiency gains.
All right, so conceptually, these mechanisms make perfect sense. We've got the air traffic control for managers, and we have the visibility to avoid agency fees.
Yes, but a CFO needs to see what this looks like mathematically. We need to transition from theory to hard numbers.
Right, because traditional accounting treats training as an isolated line item expense. But looking at the modeling in these sources, it's actually a dynamic risk variable.
We do need to emphasize the philosophy behind this ROI modeling first, though. The numbers provided in the Skrix sources are illustrative modeling scenarios.
So they are explicitly not guaranteed savings.
Right. Every business must use its own validated operating data, but the framework is incredibly robust.
If you're listening to this and mentally calculating your own agency spend, you can't just look at industry averages. Let's ground this conversation in some of those exact scenarios.
Let's walk through the agency and overtime modeling. Say a business has a 500,000-pound annual agency exposure caused specifically by capability gaps.
Okay, 500,000 pounds.
If Skrix helps reduce that by just 10% through better internal visibility, that yields 50,000 pounds in annual value.
That is 50,000 just from knowing who is qualified to take a shift before you resort to outside help. What about that manager admin time we were just talking about?
The model suggests that if you have 20 managers and the action engine saves them just 2 hours a week. And you value their loaded cost at £35 an hour. That equals roughly £72,800 in annual released capacity.
And for the time to value for new hires.
If you have 100 new starters a year, and they become fully productive just 1 week faster, and you value a productive week at £500, that is another £50,000.
We also can't ignore retention. Clearer progression leads to better retention, right?
Yes. A 2-point drop in turnover in a 1,000-person company, say, retaining 20 staff at a £3,000 replacement cost avoids £60,000 in costs.
And finally, the system consolidation, retiring the duplicated software.
An illustrative example shows a 25% reduction in current software costs. Removing a £420,000 annual spend by 25% frees up £105,000.
When you roll all of these illustrative levers together, what does the overarching model look like?
A £300,000 annual investment in Scrix can illustratively map to £1.56 million in measurable annual value.
Wow, that is a 5.2x value to investment ratio. So what does this all mean?
Well, it shows the massive potential upside.
Right. But as a finance leader, I know that released capacity like saving managers 2 hours a week isn't actual cash in my hand unless I redeploy those hours.
That is a very fair point.
How does Scrix help a CFO ensure these are hard savings, not just soft, time-saved metrics?
I appreciate that distinction, and Scrix actually models these out strictly. They track cashable costs, like retiring software or avoiding agency spend, completely differently from release capacity.
So Scrix lets the business model ROI using its own validated operating data within those strict buckets.
Exactly. You know exactly what is cashable versus what is an efficiency gain.
Now, obviously, a platform synthesizing this much data is relying heavily on AI. And for a CFO, AI often sounds like an expensive, uncontrollable liability.
Oh, absolutely. The fear is that uncontrolled AI usage can create cost uncertainty, procurement headaches, and huge governance risks.
It's often viewed as a black box cost. How does Scrix govern this?
Well, when Scrix governs AI question generation from SOPs and PDFs, there are measurable fair usage controls and live usage visibility.
And I assume strict contractual limits.
Yes, strict contractual limits. Plus, for organizations with their own AI procurement routes, Scrix offers an optional bring your own key or BYO model.
This sounds like the difference between handing a teenager an uncapped corporate credit card versus giving them a prepaid debit card where I can see every transaction on my phone.
That is a brilliant analogy.
Why is the BYO case option specifically such a big deal for a procurement leader?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, BYO allows large enterprises to leverage their existing, heavily negotiated enterprise AI agreements.
So it keeps costs radically down and satisfies internal IT governance?
Exactly. It includes encrypted customer AI credentials and separate tracking for managed AI versus BRock usage. And a human in the loop, a manager, must review AI-generated questions before they ever go live.
Okay, so having seen the financial modeling and risk controls, the final hurdle for a CFO is knowing how to test it and prove it works in the real world before full deployment.
And that brings us to adoption intelligence. Finance needs to know if the rollout is actually working.
Right, and tracking logins just isn't going to cut it.
Exactly. Scrix measures adoption to readiness conversion. It tracks whether managers are following through and if operational capability is actively rising at specific locations.
So when running a pilot, what hard baselines does Scrix provide for the CFO?
You get current agency and overtime exposure linked to capability gaps, manager admin time spent chasing evidence, and before and after readiness visibility.
Plus duplicated systems successfully identified for consolidation, I imagine.
Yes, and a conservative ROI model built strictly on the pilot's real numbers.
If I'm advising my board on this pilot, what is the single most important metric I should be looking at to prove Scrix is working?
Well, software consolidation is an easy, quick win, but the most profound CFO decision criterion is whether Scrix reduces the hidden labor cost.
So specifically proving that new starters are hitting productivity faster and shifts are being covered without expensive agency intervention.
That is the metric that matters most.
All right, let's recap the journey. We've seen how Scrix addresses the CFO blind spot. pulling tangible financial levers like reducing agency spend and system duplication.
While rigorously governing AI costs and proving value through adoption intelligence, yes.
The core message here is that Skrix helps finance move workforce capability from a hidden, fragmented operational cost into a visible, measurable, and controllable business asset.
Exactly. It's about control and visibility.
So I want to leave you, the listener, with a final thought to mull over. We forecast our revenue, our supply chain costs, and our market risks with incredible precision.
We do.
But what if you could forecast your workforce capability risk, knowing exactly who will be ready, compliant, and capable next quarter with that exact same financial rigor?
It completely changes the game.
It really does. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We encourage you to look at your own workforce spend this week with a fresh, financially critical eye. We'll see you next time.